Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I'm excited today because I have a new friend, someone that I met at the 10X conference and has been working with Brandon Dawson, my dear friend from Cardone Ventures that I knew years ago when he was running and building Audigy. And so it just has been great to get back into connection with Brandon and then meet some of the incredible people that he's working with through Cardone Ventures. And most importantly, to hear their stories of incredible entrepreneurial success. And I'm so excited because today I have Stephen Lagomarsino, who is the president of TRC Electronics. And Stephen, I love this. I think third generation has been a family business that you were involved in, and you've made it even bigger than your father and grandfather imagined.
Right, correct.
Yeah, and then 10 years ago, you actually took over control.
Yes.
Increased the size of it dramatically, I think 400%, if I saw the notes correctly. And now you're actually positioning yourself to 10X or 100X it again. So tell us a little bit about little Stephen. When you obviously grew up in an entrepreneurial environment. Talk a little bit about what that was like.
Yeah, so I did grow up in an entrepreneurial environment. So my grandfather was a custom kitchen cabinet maker and had his own business. So as a young child, as young as I can remember, I'm going to his business and he's making kitchen cabinets. And, you know, I'm seeing him run his business and I'm totally fascinated by the fact that he's doing something he's really passionate about and is his own boss. He's working for himself and he has a vision. He's able to execute on that vision. He took me on one job when I was a kid and I stepped in the mud and I got mud all over a new construction house. And that was the end of me going on jobs with him. And then my grandfather ultimately exited that business and had a lot of assets that were such as a building and asked my father, hey, would you like to go into business? And my father had an idea of TRC Electronics, and that was in 1982, and they partnered and started this business.
And I love it.
Yeah, and as growing up, it was always at the dinner table. We were talking about two things at the dinner table. It was business and with money and making money and how to make money and how to run a business and how to grow a business and a little bit about politics.
Always a little bit about politics at the family table. Not at ours. My in-laws are of complete different persuasion. So we don't talk about that too much at the dinner table when they're around. But tell us a little bit about, I love, you have a phrase in one of the things that you were discussing, culture by design, not by default. And I just love that it's so important as people continue to see their businesses and position them. Talk about the importance of business systems and scaling, but the culture is going to determine whether you have that solid group team with you. So talk a little bit about that.
Right. So this is something it took me a long time to learn, actually. And we all have a culture. You might have a culture that's just by default because it is what it is. And you weren't intentional about the culture, or you have a culture because you were very intentional every day about designing the culture in your organization. And this is something that I made mistakes with in my career running a business where a lot of my culture was just by default. I thought I had this great culture until I met an individual that really showed me what a great culture was and how you intentionally design a culture. And if you're not every day intentionally creating cultural touch points and just having the vision of what you want your culture to be, what your core values are and filtering everything through these core values, you're going to have a culture by default.
I love that. And I think you, right alongside that parallel is one of your philosophies about your concept of leadership and not being the key guy, the one that, the dictatorial leadership, but one that involves and helps other people become leaders. So talk a little bit about your personal philosophy on leadership.
Right. So, as an entrepreneur, we all entrepreneurs have some type of technical skill, generally speaking. And, but maybe we don't have leadership skills. We haven't been developed as a leader. So number one, if you're going to be an entrepreneur and you're going to run a business, you really need to be developed as a leader. You need to learn about leadership because you're going to be the lid in your organization. You're not going to have better leaders than you are. If you're running the organization, if someone's a better leader than you, they're going to leave your organization. And you're not going to be able to create other remarkable leaders in the organization if you don't develop yourself and become a remarkable leader.
So share with our audience, what is TRC Electronics?
So TRC Electronics, we're a wholesale distributor of power electronic components. And our mission is to supply businesses in the electronics industry the power to succeed. And just to explain that a little bit, engineers at electronic manufacturers in the United States really struggle to find the technical resources for the power products that we sell. And we really serve that need. We fill that missing void because today in distribution, everything is e-commerce, and try to get somebody even on the phone these days, it's really challenging. So we provide that in a pre-sale and a post-sale support. And there's different types of technical resources they need, either pre-sale or post-sale.
And so understanding that, what I just want the people to understand, you're solving a problem and serving a need. That's very technical, very basic hard asset intensive, and yet you're focused on the soft skills of leadership and culture. And that's, I think you're such a beautiful example of how they go hand in hand, and it's so important for them to work together. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a super challenge because it both need to be developed and they both need to complement each other. And yeah, it's a major challenge, but they're both equally important, and you can't neglect one over the other, because as an entrepreneur, we tend to go towards the technical aspect, like what's that need that we're filling, and we forget about the people. I mean, leadership just falls into developing people.
Yeah. And of course, my husband loves hearing more about your company because he's also an electrical engineer and ended up going into patent law as opposed to the direction that you went in. But, we all need it. The world goes around. Sometimes we get focused on the personal development world and understand that personal development also is very important in these hard asset industries to make sure that the company and the culture are aligned. And I think that that's so important. And I love the fact that in the notes that you sent me, because this is, I just want to highlight when people understand what their priorities are, right? And you talk about, you have three daughters. So tell me a little bit about your daughters.
Right. The three daughters that changed my life. I have a 9-year-old and twins that are 6. And, it's interesting. I always wanted one boy and one girl. We got 3 girls and it's not a day that goes by. I never think about having anything more than what I have. It's incredible. But for me, they're so inspirational because so many, I think any good business philosophy you can apply in your personal life. And in terms of developing yourself as a leader, you can apply a lot of that as a parent because you're leading your children. And I really believe that you're the lid of your children while they're growing up. So no matter, I think generally speaking, you're their hero. No matter how successful you are, they think that you're at the top and this is what's possible in life. So I'm inspired to do more because I know the more that I do, the more they're going to believe is possible. And I also believe that the better leader I'm going to be, the more I understand how to inspire other people, I'm going to be a better parent. And secondly, the more you accomplish, the more confident you become. And I believe that you can really influence your children's confidence by accomplishing more. And showing them how to be successful and let them see you the daily day-to-day routine that you do, the hard work that you're putting in, because I'm always careful. I don't tell them you're so smart. I tell them, hey, you got a grade because you worked so hard and you worked smart. That was really what you put into it. That's why you got that grade.
I love that. That's great. A great message. Yeah. So, you know, don't do things for your kids. Allow them to do, teach them how to do them for themselves is definitely a philosophy that I support 100%. As parents, we're not supposed to be their best friends. We're not supposed to be an enabler. We're supposed to be their mentors and help them choose the right way.
The right path. That's challenging because we, you know, we love them so much and we want to do things for them, but and the same thing being a leader, you know, you can create a lot of watchers in your company if you, so this is how they can relate. When you're leading people, you need to teach them how to think and do and think, not to watch and do, because they're never going to be able to lead anyone else and maximize their full potential.
That's great. So, you know, I teach the power of association and how important it is. And I know that you've been a huge supporter of my book, 3 Feet from Gold. And you can talk a little bit about that. But I also want you had a successful company and then you put the energy and effort to, in over 10 years, increase it by 400%. But now you're looking at yet another plateau and you're incorporating power of association. So talk a little bit about 3 Feet from Gold in your life, because it takes a little courage, I think, to commit to taking it to the next level, and power of association and how you're applying it.
Right. So the 3 Feet from Gold, you know, that's an amazing book and it's such a simple concept when you're done with it, that you really can, it's hard not to take that lesson from that book. But you know, you have two types of courage. There's a section that talks about it's the courage to start, and then which a lot of people can get the courage to start, not all, but then it's the courage not to quit, because it's going to get hard and you're going to have moments where you're going to get scared. And I, you know, I say that, I share the opinion that life begins on the edge of your comfort zone. And if you're really going for it, it should scare you. If what you're trying to accomplish doesn't scare you, then you're really not trying to do anything too big. And, you know, that message in that book, it's reassuring to have that when you're going through those moments where, you know, you're following a plan that you're confident is going to work, but then all of a sudden you're not getting the results. And it's so tempting to stop, to quit and change course, or it gets scary. And it's so tempting to say, you know, let's just stop. Let's just go in another direction. And then in the power of association, right? So for me, I learned a lot from my dad the first 10 years of working in the business. And my dad had a great amount of success from starting it. And in those first 10 years, I learned everything I could from my dad. And then it came to a point where, okay, now he transferred all his knowledge to me, and then it was time for me to move to the next level. And that's where he was the lid, and I acquired the company from him. And then I did the last 10 years, making a lot of mistakes the hard way. And I realized, you know what? I'm grinding this out right now. I'm having success, but I'm doing it the hard way. And I needed to find somebody to show me how to do it the smarter way. And that was finding Brandon, where, you know, I was for a few years, I'm looking for this person. And then my wife and I'm just like, this is a unicorn. I don't know where I'm going to find this person, Sherilyn. And sure enough, through doing something with Grant's organization, they introduced me to Brandon, who I never heard of before, and did a little research, met him. And I was like, bam, this is amazing.
Yeah, Brandon had tremendous success rolling up and creating, understanding the power of duplication and scalability, and was very successful in his company, Odigy. I knew him back then. So, yeah, he's an incredible man, and he formed Cardone Ventures with with Grant, and he is just sharing his knowledge and helping take people to the next level. So I'm excited that you're working with them. I know it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, we talk about what the definition of play big with this group. And, you know, the definition is be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. So that's what this podcast, I always try to bring on people who truly are playing a bigger game. And we talk about live your legacy is the legacy is created with every heart you touch. And I think you're doing that with how you're developing the culture within your organization, as well as keeping family front and focused and centered in your life. And so I just want to congratulate you, and I'm excited about that. How can people find you if they want to contact you?
If they want to contact me, our website is trcelectronics.com. And all our contact information is on there, and we'd love to hear from you. And also Instagram, my Instagram handle is Steve A. Lags, and those are a couple ways you can contact me.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, you're going to hang in, and we're going to do another shorter interview for the private Facebook group. And so for all of you, I hope you listened really carefully and took notes. If not, rewind, re-listen, because Stephen has been there, done that, and he's probably had a few bumps along the way. We're going to talk about a few of those in the Facebook group, but it's dedication to playing a bigger game, dedication to solving problems and serving a need, and rightfully so, the power of association, finding the right people to help you speed your way to success. So, Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon.
I appreciate you being with me today, and I'm so honored. I was so excited to meet you and to have the opportunity to see you at 10X, and I'm thrilled to have you on this podcast. So, thank you.
The honor's all mine.
And hold in there, everybody. Until next time, thank you for being part of this, the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Until next time, have a fabulous day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.